Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. When it comes to customer service, it's all about earning your customer's trust, and that may mean going an extra mile or two or three, especially with new eBayers. Here now to tell us how she builds that trust is Cindy Halstead. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Patty Sin. Cindy, I hear you've had a lot of newbies shopping with you lately. Why do you think that's the case?
Yeah, I have. Hi, Griff. Hi, Lee.
Hey.
I think it's because eBay is getting the word out. In this last year, we've seen an increase in advertising, and I think, this is my opinion, but I think all this eBay tape that's colorful and going out on our boxes is helping, and I think people are thinking more, well, maybe I'll try eBay. You know, they try other platforms, and they're coming to eBay, and it's kind of exciting, because I have noticed in the last month, five newbies is what we call them, like Stephanie was just calling them, and they signed up that day. From what I can tell by their feedback, they had zero feedback, and if you click on someone's feedback, you can see the date they became an eBay member, and it's that day, so... You know, my big head says, oh, they just joined to buy my treasure.
So again, for newer sellers, how do we know if we have a newbie buyer?
If you get an order, and it usually will show their buyer ID, and it will usually show feedback number next to it. If it's zero, you can click on it, and it will show you right there, member, eBay member sent, and there's a date there. For you or I, it might be 2000 or whatever, and it will say the very date that they purchased my item. So I'm assuming that they took the time to go on eBay, search for the item, they found the item, they set up an account if they were a guest person, and they set up a PayPal account or figured out how they can pay for their item. That takes time. So here they are buying on the platform that we are selling on. So we need to treat them really good.
Do you block buyers that have low feedback? Some people do. How do you feel about that?
They do. I think I've only blocked two people the whole time I've been a seller, and I don't block anybody.
Why did you block those two people?
It was just a problem back and forth, and they were being very, very rude, and I reported them. So, but that was a long time ago. I rarely block anybody. I don't think I should block anybody. If I can't deal with it in a professional manner, then I shouldn't be doing this, I think, you know.
Absolutely. If somebody doesn't sell to those newbies, how can they not be newbies anymore?
Right. Well, think as a seller. When you first started, you had no feedback. And if someone came and they saw the exact item, but they go, oh, she only has five feedback. Well, I better not buy from her. How would you ever get your feedback built up? And we know that many buyers don't leave feedback. So our feedback scores are actually higher than the numbers shown, I believe. In my case, it's probably maybe about two-thirds of my buyers don't leave feedback for whatever reason, you know. So
how do we build trust with these newbies?
The first thing that I do when I get a new buyer, brand new buyer, is I leave them feedback right away. And so they've got a number one next to their seller ID. And then I also, and I say in the feedback, I say, welcome to eBay. Thank you for your business and trust. That's my feedback to them. And then I will send them a message through eBay messages, and I thank them again, and I let them know that I'm happy to tell them that I'm shipping out today. When at all possible, I will ship theirs that same day. Or I will tell them it's going out first thing in the morning in the mail. You should receive it in a brown box with some eBay stickers on it so they kind of know what to expect. It's building up the anticipation that they're going to receive their item pretty quickly. And then the second thing I do, and I don't do that for everybody, but when I have a new buyer, I do. If they have one or two or three feedback, I will send them a little personal message. And then also in that message, I'll tell them, if you have any concerns or questions about this item or eBay, I'm here to help. And now, this doesn't work 100% of the time. There might be a problem with a new buyer who doesn't understand. But for the most part, my percentages have been great with brand new buyers. And I think it all depends on the customer service we offer them, our attitude, our professionalism, and our gratitude.
Now, I know that some of them, we also have to remember that they are newbies, and there are things that they maybe don't know. A long time ago, I got a sale, and it was late at night, and I noticed it was somebody with zero feedback.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew they were a newbie, and a week went by, and I didn't get the money. That was a different, little bit different situation. Now I've got, you know, buy it now, pay now. But mm-hmm. I didn't get a payment for a week, and I thought, well, what's going on here? And this was some years back. And finally, I got in touch with the person. She sent the money immediately. She paid immediately. See, she said, oh, I'm sorry. It was my first time, and I was on there, and I bought it, and I forgot all about it.
I thought I paid. Yeah, they maybe think they paid.
They don't know. Yeah.
And they may not be getting, they may not have signed up for all the messages that we get as sellers, you know. And so maybe you might send them a message, and maybe they don't, maybe they'll get it in their regular email, and they don't check the eBay messages. So you have to be patient, I think, with them. And that's why I say, you know, if you have any concerns about this item or eBay in general, maybe I can help you. So haven't had anybody reply to that, but I always offer it.
And I was very nice in that email to her. I said something like, I have already packed up your, I think it was earrings, your earrings. Do you still want them? I noticed you hadn't paid.
Mm-hmm.
And she immediately paid it. So you don't know. These newbies don't know sometimes.
Right. And also, I try to think, they're probably not sitting at their computer, walking around with their phone on their hip, waiting for a cha-ching or, you know.
Yeah, like we are.
They're not as, you know, attached by an umbilical cord or whatever as we are to our computers or our phones. So, especially with auctions, you know, a lot of people I read sometimes on the Facebook, the auction closed and they haven't paid yet. Well, sometimes people will put in a bid for an auction maybe a couple days ahead. They'll put in a max bid because they're going to be gone on the weekend. And so I think we have to give them a little bit of leeway. Whereas if you're sitting at your computer and you hit the buy it now for a fixed price item, chances are they're going to pay pretty quickly. But I always give a little bit more time for auctions, because they're probably not sitting watching that countdown at their auction to end, and then, you know, you've won, pay now, you know.
So what do you do anything over and above when you see that it's a newbie? And should we be?
Well, when I see it's a newbie, I kind of just said that. I will leave them feedback right away, send them an extra little message thanking them for their business and trust and letting them know that I'm going to be shipping their item. It will have tracking. I may even send them the tracking number in a separate message.
But don't you do that for everyone?
Well, they should get it automatically, but that's what I'm saying. Newbies may not have all the little messages and, you know, they may not get all the messages that we would think they would get. eBay may send the message, yeah, with their tracking, but what if they don't look at their email for a whole day?
That's
true. You know what
I'm
saying?
I've done that, and I buy a lot, so yeah, you have to have a little patience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Griff, what do you think about
nowadays, you know,
when you see a newbie come to buy one of your shirts, what do you think?
Oh, I love newbies. Are you kidding?
I love them, too.
It's like a little lump of clay that I get to mold. Yeah, I say,
yeah,
I'm going
exactly.
to turn you into an eBay fanatic. So you'll buy from me and other eBay sellers.
So I know you believe in such good customer service, both of you. Griff, so when it's a newbie, do you do anything extra special?
No, because I don't usually know right off. But a lot of times I'll tell if somebody's a newbie, either buyer or seller, I'll send them a note after I bought from them or they bought from me, and I'll say, look, if you ever have any questions, I also work for eBay. I'm always happy to lend a hand. So I make sure they have my email, my work email address, so they can contact me if they need to.
Now, Cindy has a feedback score of, are you ready for this? 3,460.
Mm.
And so how long have you been selling on eBay?
Since about 2006, maybe.
And you have 100% positive feedback.
Right, and that's another thing. You know, buyers, I think, especially new buyers, and seasoned buyers will be looking at our feedback too. So I think it's important when we offer, when we make it our goal to take care of our customers, our feedback is naturally, I think, going to be very high, if not 100%. And they're looking at that too. And if there's two items, let's say two items priced exactly the same, same shipping, same everything, well, maybe they'll buy from the person that has a little bit more feedback because they think they're a little bit more seasoned. You know, so feedback is important. I don't base my whole business on it, but I love to get it. I enjoy getting positive feedback. I used to ask for it years ago, you know, I hope you received your item. Please leave me positive feedback.
Please, I don't do that anymore. Yeah,
I don't do that anymore. I see still a lot of people do that. But I think most people are getting away from it. So, and the other thing, I loved what Stephanie said about the pictures, about doing a listing.
Do
a listing as if you weren't adding pictures, and take your pictures as if you weren't writing a description. I love that because I think that to build trust, we have to present the best pictures we can so that I try to imagine them holding it in their hand, turning it over and over, looking for the hallmark or whatever. Maybe if it's a piece of clothing, they're imagining
holding it. There is our music. Cindy, we always love having you on. Come back soon.
Thanks, Cindy. This segment was sponsored by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value antiques and collectibles. Coming up, open phones, 888-723-4630.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Hi, Susie.
What can I do for you?
I've got this package to mail, and I heard you've got a post office on your desktop.
You must be talking about Stamps.com. Come on in. Stamps.com imports orders from all my selling channels into one interface, then uploads tracking automatically, and I can batch print multiple labels for as many packages as I have orders.
How much will I owe you for shipping my package?
Stamps.com actually saves me money with the lowest available USPS rates.
I'll pay you cash.
With Stamps.com, I use my PayPal debit card to buy postage, so I get 1% cash back every time I ship. Now, let's weigh your package with the free 5-pound scale I got for trying Stamps.com. Get your free scale for the cost of shipping and handling at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Where?
Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Now let's weigh that package.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
She's the most important woman in everyone's life. And with Mother's Day coming up on May 16th, buyers will be searching eBay for her perfect gift. So list mom-centric items now. That includes fragrances, jewelry, especially if it's personalized with her children's birthstones, or her own initials. Kitchen gadgets are big with moms who like to cook. And of course, collectibles, such as a vintage vase for those flowers she'll receive. Use Promotions Manager to create a Mother's Day promotion. Then send a Mother's Day newsletter to your store subscribers. And don't forget to shop on eBay for your mom.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Keywords. They help buyers find your listing if you know the right ones to use. Terapeak's SEO Pro can tell you. SEO Pro knows what search terms are driving shoppers straight to your item. Simply type in the name of your product to see top-ranking keywords, gauge their popularity, and note their effect on prices and sell-through rates. You can even see how frequently each keyword is used by your competition. Terapeak uses real-world data to identify the search terms ranking highest right now on eBay and Google. With just a few clicks, you can research the best keywords, optimize your title, then copy and paste it straight into your listing. Terapeak's SEO Pro gives you the key to unlocking faster sales and higher profits. Try SEO Pro and Terapeak together free for 7 days on Terapeak.com.
Listen while you list.